Blackstone Audio presents Ever After by Kim Harrison. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. To the only man I'd make butterscotch pudding for. Chapter 1. This is close enough. Thanks, I said to the cab driver, and he swerved to park a block from Carew Tower's drop-off zone. It was Sunday night, and the trendy restaurants in the lower levels of the Cincinnati high-rise were busy with the March Madness food fest. The revolving door never stopped as laughing couples and groups went in and out. The kids on art exhibit had probably brought in a few, but I'd be willing to bet that the stoic pair in the suit and sequined dress, getting out of the black car ahead of me, were going up to the revolving restaurant as I was. I fumbled for a 20 in my ridiculously small clutch purse, then handed it over the front seat. "Keep the change," I said, distracted as I tugged my shawl closer, breathing in a faint lilac scent. "And I'm going to need a receipt, please." The cabbie shot me a thankful glance at the tip. High, maybe, but he'd come all the way out to the Hollows to pick me up. Nervous, I readjusted my shawl again and slid to the door. I could have taken my car, but parking was a hassle downtown for festivals, and tawny silk and lace lost a lot of sparkle while getting out of a Mini Cooper. Not to mention the stiff wind off the river might pull apart my carefully braided hair if I had to walk more than a block. I doubted that tonight's meeting with Quen would lead to a job, but I needed all the tax deductions I could get right now, even if it was just cab fare. Skipping filing for a year while they decided if I was a citizen or not hadn't turned out to be the boon I originally thought it was.